In 2024, more people in the Waterloo region access the food bank than ever before. Kim Wilhelm, the CEO of the Food Bank of Waterloo Region, sat down with Mix 98.5 News to talk about food insecurity and how it will affect the year to come.
I'm going to be frank and say I wish I never had to say the words record-breaking numbers again in the context of food assistance.
Wilhelm says they saw a record-breaking amount of people accessing the food bank in November.
Just shy of 26,000 individuals accessing a food hamper program. And that was a 12% increase over the previous November, so compared to November 2023.
Wilhelm says the food bank has never seen trends like they're seeing now.
In 40 years of food banking, we haven't seen consistent increases like we're seeing now. Like the economic pressures are so difficult for people right now. We're seeing persistent challenges and no immediate solution in sight. 1 in 8 households in Waterloo Region is accessing food assistance. That's over a 12-month period. That's 73,000 people.
When asked about how 2025 is looking, Wilhelm says it's hard to predict, but that her team is doing the research daily.
Data is our guide to everything. So our team is looking at data literally every day to see what trends we're seeing. Sometimes day to day, we're not seeing huge changes, but week to week, we can, and definitely month to month, year to year, we are.
Wilhelm says the food bank has had to make changes this year to operations and infrastructure due to the increased demand.
We've had to scale up our operations over the last year significantly. So first, we've had to distribute more food. More people equals more food. So last year, we provided 8.9 million pounds of food to the Community Assistance Network. That was a 31% increase compared to the year before. So meeting this demand has really stretched our resources from sourcing food to managing storage, trying to figure out the logistics of getting food to point A to point B. So that's been challenging for sure. Second, it's put additional pressures on our infrastructure, on our staffing, on our volunteers. We're handling more volumes of food, constantly coordinating with our network partners. We want to make sure that everything is more efficient as we're navigating this.
In December of last year, the food bank was approved to receive additional funding to a total of $1.5 million by regional council. Wilhelm says the food bank directly will only receive about 10% of that.
The food bank was advocating for the funding. That funding actually is dispersed to our network. Only 10% of that funding stays with the Food Bank of Waterloo Region. 90% of it it's literally a flow through. We get it and we send it out right away to our network. And those funds are used to help our network support the food assistance, the delivery of food assistance. Our job with the remaining 10% of it is to use that to fill the gaps in our inventory through food purchase.
Wilhelm says this way makes it easier to streamline funding where needed.
Collaboration and a network approach works so well because instead of having, you know, all of these agencies go and requesting funding from the region, they can streamline all food assistance funding through one agency, and we're able to use the data that we collect on distributing that.
Wilhelm says there are multiple ways members of the community can assist the food bank this year, like donating through their website or volunteering, or even grabbing a most needed item while grocery shopping.
People say, Kim, I have no idea what the food bank needs, and I like to keep it simple. Think about things that are high in protein, low in sodium. At this time of year, stews and chilies are great hearty meals that help keep you warm, but also sustain us for a longer period of time.
If you are in need of food assistance, Wilhelm says the food bank can help you.
You're not alone, and there's a huge community here to surround you and support you. If you're not sure where to turn, a couple of things. You can go on our website. There's a button that says need food on our website, and that can be an initial resource for you to look and see what programs are available to you. But at the same time, I acknowledge that it can be complicated to understand what to do and where to go. And we have a food assistance outreach coordinator on staff who helps to navigate that for somebody who is accessing food assistance. And you can do it anonymously. You don't have to give your name or anything, but she will help navigate where you can go, when the food program is offered, how often you can go. And she can also support you through other resources that may be available to you in the community.
Wilhelm says the food bank is thankful for the support from the community over the last year.
Waterloo Region is amazing, and I can't thank the community enough for continuing to step up and help us during these challenging times. Without our community, we would not be able to continue to do the work that we do. It's such a perfect example of community helping community.
For Mix 98.5 in Kitchener with the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Cora Cool.